in the book of Luke, chapter 4, and verse 18 reads like this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." God was aware of the broken hearts that's in this world, and we as children of God journey down a road on which we encounter many things, such as giving and receiving, losses and gains, brokenness and pain. One man thought of this road on which we are traveling, and he called it the broken road. He wrote a song entitled, "God Bless the Broken Road." I'm going to give you my rendition of this song. It goes like this: "I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow, and kept pushing through. I could not see how that every sign pointed me straight to you. Every lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. When I think about the years I spent just passing through, I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there. You understand. It's all part of your great plan. And now I'm just rolling home into my Savior's arm. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you." Many of us can identify with this song. We have traveled down a broken road, as it were, with many curves and hills, many dangers and toils and snares. We've all had our hearts broken, our spirits crushed, our lives shattered. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 13 tells us: "A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken." It was about 1,990 years ago that Jesus stood in that building in Nazareth and said, "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." We are all subject to broken hearts. We're on a journey, and this journey takes us on an uncertain road, an uncertain path. It's a road in which we experience givings and receivings. We experience losses and gains, and brokenness and pains. Many things break the heart of people. But the psalmist said in chapter 38 and verse 18, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart." And then again in Psalm 69 and 20, "Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness." Even God has had a broken heart. Listen to Ezekiel chapter 6 and verse 9. God said, "I am broken with their whorish heart, which has departed from me. God knows about a grieving heart. When he looked at the sin of the earth before the flood, the Bible says the sin was so grievous that it grieved his heart. Broken hearts are the results of losses. Sometimes it's the loss of things, such as the loss of a career. Maybe you've worked for a company for many years, and you have put all of your efforts and energy into this company. And then all of a sudden, there's a downsizing taking place, and you are among those who are let go. You are devastated. You never saw it coming. You thought if anyone could survive a downsizing, it certainly would be you. You were on good terms with the supervision. They liked you. They liked your work. Nonetheless, you got the pink slip, and now you're devastated. Your career with this company has been crushed, and your heart has been broken. This is not the time to wallow in self-pity, because what appears to be a setback, God can use it for a setup. God can use this to set you up for an even bigger blessing. God has a better job, more money, better benefits, a greater retirement. God is the source of all of your blessings. But you must continue to do the right thing. Read the scriptures. Pray. Seek God. And God will lead and guide you into a direction that you never dreamed of. God can bless you more than you could ever imagine. God may even want you to change your course in life. If so, he will open up the doors. He will put you in contact with the right people. God has people that will enrich your life. God is never short on resources. Do the right thing. Be at peace. Jesus was sent to heal the brokenhearted.
Sunday morning underneath the steeple can look like a bunch of perfect people, but underneath the suits and the smiling eyes are folks who walk through some hard times, just looking for a home, a place to belong, a little peace, a little hope. And thankful these old doors still swing open to the nobodies and the could-have-beens, the disillusioned and the doubters, every life train wrecked by sin, every down and outer. For the lonely and the one who's weak, the fool-hearted with the stubborn streak, for the soul who doesn't even know what they need, for the mixed up, messed up, broken people like me. It's a place where everybody's welcome, a glimpse of glory this side of heaven. It's where the weary come for a taste of grace, and Jesus never turns anyone away. Everyone's a friend, knowing where you've been, and there's no shame, 'cause there's no judging, just family always busy loving the nobodies and the could-have-beens, the disillusioned and the doubters, every life train wrecked by sin, every down and outer. The fool-hearted with the
doesn't even know what they need. For the mixed up, messed up, broken people like me. Disillusion and the doubters. Every life train wrecked by sin. Every down and outer. For the lonely and the one who's weak.
The foolhardy with a stubborn streak. For a soul who doesn't even know it's him they need.
For the mixed up, messed up, broken people, all the desperate, hurting, searching people like me.